Blog Talk Radio.
Let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh in possession. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh.
strong in the power of mind. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. This is a day called a special edition called Thursday Evening, live broadcast, tape number 160. So we're going to find our elder and tell you all about the broadcast while we try to get ourselves set up for another episode, part number 160. So we're going to look for our elder, and we're going to bring him in. Elder Mr. Tibbs, we're going to bring him in. And same token, tell him to spread them books out, too, at the same token. Because we never know what kind of trap we're going to run into when we come on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Elder Mr. Tibbs, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, see you.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, it's a little sign on the computer saying, with a puppet with the hand in a hand inside the puppet. Now, what that's supposed to mean, I'll tell you about it some other time. What it's supposed to mean. That means I can control what I want to control. All right, Elder Mr. Tibbs, so we'll leave it like it is right there. So you run into a lot of things, and bottom line is just got to be prepared to do our part in thus says Yahuwah. All right there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, so we know one thing is the foxtail hell been lit and the curtain hell went up. So live broadcast, special edition called Thursday evening, so whatever you guys said to this master audience, take your time while we try to get ourselves set up for another episode. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, first of all, Yahuwah bless you once again, Brother Seer, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And I always say that's a good thing. But generally, whatever you hear, whether it's the words of Yahuwah, or whether it's procedures on a job, following those procedures has benefits. Because when you do what is said, the wrong thing for following the right instructions, that will always put you in an unknown area. You look what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verses 35 to 37. 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discourse, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get behind him unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind be upon the ordinance of the Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions. And he shall give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, I generally, myself personally, like wisdom all the time. Because we're already told that a wise man will contribute to a wise word according to Scripture. And he will agree to it and say, you're right. But those with not the same understanding, immediately they get offended or confused. And they cast a word behind their back. This is probably what happens to all those memos that you get at different times, people that don't quite understand the word, or they want to jump in the room, listen to only what they want to hear, and jump out. So that lets them have what you might call a pretty vague, small understanding. And then when someone on outside of the ministry teaches the word to them, what does it say in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3? Where he says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. It's the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah that you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Because you have many things out there that sound good and look good when it's presented to you in what is they call a righteous manner. And it's the wrong way, leading you like the false preachers and teachers, like they say, according to Scripture once again. "Let the blind lead the blind, and you both shall fall into a pit." Well, that pit is internal damnation and destruction. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity, leading you in the right direction. We welcome and thank all of you for attending a live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and hope to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's words. Learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, and much more comes from this one book. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Type in tribeyahdah.com. Just under a big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Now, on any other device, you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah your tenderness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Now, this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. This is good to know. In the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, this does a whole lot of things. First of all, it makes this program available to those who can't dial the regular phone number I'll give you later. You can get it right online. Also, by putting in these three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, after you click on it. Look for the red live button, and it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. Now, those numbers that you can call with the Aqua Mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear the discouraging dial tones. Remember what I mentioned before in previous broadcasts. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling the same number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the proper address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line we've given of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call that number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribal Yadav. Choose the program you are late logging into, or actually at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. During the normal broadcast, you'll find that Yahuwah's story is also being broadcast on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Chivs, along with Seer Israel, writing a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. When you find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But we're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest while learning the scriptures. One thing you will miss is all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we are doing this to rehearse the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it reminds us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. So we can start to learn those words of Yahuwah and remember what it has told us. We will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Ayala, hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. Hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. Well,
hallelujah,
okay, one thing we can say, the foxtail have been lit, and curtain hair went up, and this ministry called Voices of a True Israelite is low because we are unlocking the mind to think about it. What you have heard, if it's true, then it's worth examining. Just like examining your name that you have, can you prove that name that you got, and you can prove by what you do know. So whatever I'm trying to say, we'll leave it like that. So one thing about it, if you feel that this ministry is doing things not right, then why don't you prove it by showing the scripture where it's not right, and the other little underhand things that you do, you don't do it. But One thing about it, the system has been built up on underhand things. And we just examining seeing things that will hold up, like the 144,000. We're going to touch on that again a little bit more, probably, unless something come up. We don't know. We're going to touch on the 144,000. We got to be clear about everything that's written in this book. Because the six anointed camps must take their rightful position, and thus says Yahweh, but you have to be knowing exactly how to deal with the book by following instruction and just knowing how to deal with it. That's all I can tell you. And we'll know if you're ready. We'll know. We'll know. And, you know, we'll know. We'll leave it like it. We'll leave that like it is. We'll stop it right there. So we're going to see. We're going to be online, and we'll get the special edition called Thursday Evening Ready to Go. We'll get that going on, and we'll see. We're going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 160 of Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe Yagda, YHDH, part number 160, and held on, set the foundation to look for who's going to be on stage. So let's see if the young lion, Brother Micaiah, is, will he be on stage for tape number 160 by Sam. Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yagda Judah. Yahweh be to that scene, right?
Yahweh bless you. Dear Israel, seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh
there, young lions. Brother Micaiah. All right, excellent. On. So we know Brother Micaiah will be on. So let's check and see. Will Mother E, with Mother E, will she be ready for take number 160, special edition called Thursday Evening? So Mother E, Tribe of Yahda Judah, one of the most out of camp one. Yahweh bless you there, Steve Royce.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel. Steve Royce. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why there, Mother E. All right. And we know Mother Z is at a table, at a desk, preparing for to give a commentary on whatever the Almighty give him a little bit later, so we'll leave that like it is, and we'll bring her in a little bit later in the broadcast. So we just going to see what we can put on the table. Well, matter of fact, we better wait and bring Mother D.F. Israel in too, and see if Mother D.F. Israel coming on stage for a nice episode part number 160. Let's find out if Mother D.F. Israel, is she going to be on for tape number 160? So when you meet the Moses with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, Tribe of Yahda Judah, will you be prepared for take number 160? Yahweh bless you, right?
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh. The time got away from me.
Excellent, brother. We have something in the background. We don't know what we're hearing. And let's see. We're hearing something in the background. Bob Micaiah,
all right,
is pointing your direction. Something going on in the background.
In my ear.
And Mother D.F. Israel, she thinks she talking from one room to the next. No, no. Over 500,000 hearing every word she's saying. So, we just take it from there. And Brother Micaiah, let's see if we get something going on in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 19. See if we get something going on. One thing about it, remember one thing, is over 500,000 plus on the network. And six anointed camps got to get to really be able to deal with the issue, even as we get off into the tribes of Israel that's in West and South Africa, in North Africa, East. Is there a certain thing as East Africa or all that's a land of hand? But this thing it's just so much got to bring to the table. And that's why the 144,000 that's going to come up, they must understand what that 144,000 means. And we'll touch on that again after Brother Micaiah give us from Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. What it say there, a young lion, what do Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 say?
Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it should be given you in that same hour what you should speak.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by they going to deliver you up? You mean you got people that will deliver you up? Teaching the Bible? You got people that will deliver you up. So that what he read, 10:19. So you got people that will deliver you up for teaching the Bible. Right. What do Luke 12:12 say behind that?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But, you know, the reason why we come to this network, Young Lion, is we really come, according to Issachar's boy and Job 22, we really come for one reason, you know, pointing towards the sixth anointed camp. We come for Job 22:23 down to verse 26. Let's see why we come to this broadcast, and let's see what Issachar's boy is saying in Job 22, verse 23 down to verse 26. What's that say, young lion? Come on.
Look at Job chapter 22, verses 23 down to 26. Verse 23 reads, if you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away sin far from your temple. Verse 24. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of ophir as the stones of the brook. Verse 25. Yes, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. Verse 26. For then shall you have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up your face unto Yahuwah.
But we gotta do something again. Read that again. What we gotta do in that? We gotta do what again? From the top again, there, young lion. If something you mean, we just can't patty cake, make dough, man. We gotta do something. What we gotta do again from the top again? And
the book of Job,
verse 23 and 24. What we gotta do?
The book of Job, chapter 22, verse 23 and 24. 23 reads, if you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away sin far from your temple. Verse 24, then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of ophir as the stones of the brook.
Well, help me out there, young lion. And mothers be freely, and you know, if the young lion don't respond quick enough, what do we got to do to make, to return to, what is Issachar boy trying to tell us? So pick your time on a special edition call Thursday evening. What is he trying to tell us in them verses you just got to read? And taking your paraphrases for those fears and just break it down for those fears and the national audience. What is he saying to the Issachar boy? Come on.
Well, old Joe Issachar's boy saying that in 23 and 24, he said, we got to, if we return back to Yahuwah. He said, and remove ourselves from sin from our temple, then we should be built up. And he said, then we're going to receive, you're not going to receive nothing until we return to Yahuwah, stop sinning, and stop sinning in our temple, be built up, and we'll receive and collect our gold as dust, and the ochre as stones in the brook. Then we receive those things, but first we got to return and be built up and stop sinning.
So, as a people, what we do, we are shooting for the gold first, but it's telling us we got to first do a total opposite. Is that what he's saying now, young man? But, we are, our adventure is always, get that moolah right off the top. But he's saying now we kind of doing it tail backwards. So can you break it down one more time? Now, what step we got to take? For we need to know our steps. Like sometimes people say, well, I lost something. And they say, well, I tell you what steps, where did you come from? Can you backtrack your steps? Maybe we can find what you lost if you backtrack your steps. What room was you in before you came here? So is he making a profound statement? What is he saying there, young lion? Come on.
Well, what he's saying here is the oil. We don't have nothing coming until we turn back to Yahuwah first. And then we're going to be built up once we stop sin. Then we can get our gold. We'll receive the things that we're supposed to receive. But we ain't got nothing coming at all until we return to Yahuwah, stop sinning in our temple, and be built up in the Torah structure.
So we got to stop sinning. Is there anything in the book 5 that says the same thing with a precept? Can I precept that in Judas 5, 18-21? How about a precept on that, young line? Can I get a precept on that? Judas 5, 18 down to verse 21.
All right. Going over to the book of Judas. Chapter 5, and we want verses 18 down to 21. Verse 18 reads, but when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahuwah was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemy. Verse 19, but now, are they returned to their Yahuwah and are come up from the places where they were scattered and have possessed Yadadurah, Jerusalem, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now, therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error in this people, the children of Israel, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, children of Israel, let my Yahuwah now pass by, lest their Yahuwah defend them, and their Yahuwah be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
So that's a pretty good message that because if when we sin against Yahuwah, do we do anything according to the fear have to set the stage. So let's see exactly what happens when we sin against Yahuwah that we can read there, young lion. Let's go to Jeremiah 21, and let's see when we sin against our mighty one. Let's see exactly how Yahuwah responds, and he don't change. So once we sin against him in Jeremiah 21, let's see exactly what he got written from the mouth of Jeremiah and Jeremiah 21, 3rd down to verse 6. What do you got written that we can read there, young lion?
All right. Going to the book of Jeremiah. We want verse 21, and we want verses 4 down to 6. Jeremiah 21, verse 4 reads, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hand, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the wall. And I will assemble them in the midst of this city. Verse 5. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wealth. Verse 6. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence.
Now, he got a word in verse 5 that, I'll read verse 5 again. What he says is he got a profound word in verse 5, and I think I want to touch on that word. He got a word there. Read that verse 5 again now, young lion. What he say in verse 5?
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath.
What kind of wrath there, young lad?
Great wrath.
So you say he's going to fight against us in great wrath. So now Mother E, I need to know a little bit more about this great wrath, Mother E. And in the 41st chapter, 8 through 10, can you start, let's find out exactly what he's saying, Mother E. He made a profound statement. He said he's going to fight against us with great wrath. Why is he going to fight against us with great wrath? In the 41st chapter of Isaiah, Mother E, what can we read? And 8 down to verse 10, and that word I'm looking for is just, he's going to fight against us with great wrath. So I got to hear that word somewhere in Isaiah 48, 8 through 10. What did it say there, Mother E?
Isaiah 48.
Well, make it 41. Well, make it 41, verse 8 down to verse 10. I'm looking for that word again called this great. So he gonna put great wrath on the people. So let's talk about it a little bit, Mother. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8. But thus Israel are my servants. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Oh, yeah? He's going to do all that good stuff, huh? So we find out this. He going to put great wrath on the chief men, but that ain't really telling this national audience or something until we start painting the picture even clearer, because it's got been pulled from somewhere. It got been pulled somewhere, Mother. How about let's try Deuteronomy chapter 4, because we know to successfully do something, you must pull verses. You got to pull them. So let's see about this great wrath on a chief man. We need to know exactly, and we read over in Judas, he said when they still ain't got no name, once they sin against the mighty one, they ain't really got nothing coming. Because Brother Micaiah made a statement, Brother Micaiah, in Matthew 6:33, he said something when he came in the flesh, he made a final statement in Matthew 6:33, Brother Micaiah. And what did he say in 6:33 of Matthew?
The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33 reads, but seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Oh, see, so he's telling, so it was rules and regulations left for a people, we ain't got no name on it. But he came in the first and said, first thing you do, he's the only reason I'm here because the people have lost their way. They lost their way. So I'm here to show them the light to their way, this people that have no name to them. So now, mother, we got to start, see, we put some names to this conversation by going to Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and 2, and maybe start painting the picture a little bit more plainer. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1, 2, 7 down to verse 10. So, Mother E, what it says in Deuteronomy 4, 1, 2, 7 down to verse 10, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 6 to 10. 7 to 10. Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers give you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the words which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from them, from it, that you may keep the commandment of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you. Verse 7. For what nation is there so great? Who has Yahweh so nigh unto them as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for? Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all these code instructions which I set before you this day? Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy mind all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Verse 10. Ceaseless the day that thou stoodest before the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and he wrote Horeb, when the Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
Mm. So what we've been reading, Mother Eve, what people are he Pacific? Is he talking about a Pacific people, or is he talking about the whole world, Mother? Is what is he talking about? So far, when we on just about paint the picture. Is it is he talking about a Pacific people, or is he talking about the whole world? As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I do. Well, hold on before you even give me an answer on that, because they dropped this verse on the table in Acts 17:26 of Acts. Then I want you to comment, Mother. After you read Acts 17:16, then I want you to give me your answer. So now the answer you just getting ready to give me, after you read Acts 17:16, then give the whole seer and this national audience your answer on what on who he's talking about. Acts 17:26, what it say?
17:26 or 17:16? 17:26. Okay. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And has made of one blood all nations of men for to do well on all the face of the earth, and has determined the things, the time before appointed, and the bonds of their inhabitants.
Mm-hmm. Now give me your answer, Mother. Now, remember what you just got through reading in 7:16 now. Now give me your answer, what you was getting ready to say. Now, give, because this is what they're going to throw on you. 7:26. So now the answer you was just getting ready to give the old seer and this national audience, not give it to me.
Okay. So answer I was going to give you was that he's talking to Israel.
Uh-huh.
And the verse 1 it says, Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 1 it says, now therefore, hearken, O Israel. So he's talking to mm-hmm. Israel, not the other nation.
Okay. But we read a verse in Acts 17:26, and they say on the contrary, a little bit different by saying, well, what do Acts 17:26 say?
Okay. And had made of one blood. So
yeah,
we all sprang from Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And that's I guess that's what they talking about.
Uh huh.
All nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. So this is talking about from the beginning, that we all sprang from one blood.
Okay. But I use it in another way there, Mother. You know, you got many dresses and many pair of shoes, and although we all come from one blood out of one nation, but mm-hmm. sometimes you look in your closet and you say, well, you know, I got many dresses on there, you know, I got many nations, but this is what I want to put on right here. This is what I want to wear. So where's the precept? Although I'm not disrespecting all my clothes that I have, but this is what I want to put on right here. This is my favorite. So now, he did make one blood all nations, no doubt about it. But see, Mother, we got there at a precept that he did something by going back to the heavenly tablets. And let's read it in Deuteronomy 32. We're going to 32:8-10, and we're going to answer the question, because if this come up in one of your settings, they're going to drop this verse on you, where he created all bloods and all nations. So he made everybody the same. So then they're going to go there with you now. But you got to know where to go, come up and, you know, throw some air. You got to just take your time and say, well, okay, that sounds pretty good, but what did Deuteronomy 32, 8 through 10 say?
Okay. That's what I was going to say about this. I wouldn't know exactly what was going. Okay, it says Deuteronomy 32, verses 8 to 10. When the Most High divided the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Verse 9. For the Yahweh's portion is his people, Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found him in a desert land in the west howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
That's it, Mother? Yeah, he did. He made every nation, but according to 8 through 10, he made a decision. Then he mother. Hey, Mother E, did he make a decision about the 18 nations that it's just he gonna have one nation that's gonna be a little bit on the uppity side than the rest of the nation? He made that decision, didn't he, Mother? Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what he did. Mother D.F. Israel. Go ahead, what you got to say, Mother? Go ahead, Mother E, what you saying?
I just said he chose Israel for his people.
Uh-huh. And is that just telling the truth, or is we following the rules and regulations? I mean, we know we're not following, but that just the fact is our message is showing you that Yahweh made a difference, and we got to accept his decision. You know, like the, you know, you go to court, and once the judge render his decision, you got to accept his decision, whether you like it or not. Is that right, Mother?
Right.
Oh, okay. You got to accept his decision when that judge take that black hammer and hit his desk or whatever he hit. That's the end of it. So we accept that, but we don't want to accept what the Bible's saying. So now we're going to go get Mother D up Israel and stay on that same line, because, see, what happens, you know, the six anointing camps have been accused of undermining the whole structure of the Bible, because he created one, all nations out of one blood, and everybody is equal. So we got that, and we've been accused of not playing the right deck like everybody else. So, but Mother B.F. Israel, we just precept from 32:8-10. To Amos 3:1-2 and see what we get. Let's see what we get according to Mother D of Israel. What do we get in Amos 3:1-2? Because we're looking for, because these people say I've been instructed, but before you read that, Brother Micaiah, give me Micah chapter 3:1. Hey, a young lion, what do Micah 3:1 say?
Okay. Going over to the book of Micah. We want chapter 3, and we want verse 1. The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1 reads, woe to them that devise sin and work evil upon their beard. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hands.
Mm-hmm. So somebody will do some things because the power is in their hand. But then he says in the fifth chapter, but he said, now, this is what they're going to do. But then the same Michael. He said, now, Michael, now, look, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. But then he came right back and said something, young lion. See, one thing about the Almighty, you know, but I tell you what, maybe you just didn't read 3:1 right for me to make no adjustment. Come on back to Micah 3:1 again and read again. Maybe you didn't, Mother D.F. Israel say, hey, still, check with young lion, because I don't think he read Micah 3:1 right the first time for you to make any kind of adjustment. Micah 3, verse 1, one more time. Come on.
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, and you princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying? Remember Mother read that the children of Israel was instructed. They was instructed to know what? What again, according to that verse 3:1?
Judgment.
Book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1.
We got it. Hold on, young line. We got the number one answer. We need no more reading out of it. Judgment. The children of Israel are supposed to know. Say it again, Mother, one more time, a little bit louder.
Judgment.
And he says, Brother Micaiah, in Micah chapter 2, verse number 7. Now, what he said in 2, verse 7?
The book of Micah.
And remember one thing. Hold on before you read. Now, remember, the mothers got their ears on you real carefully. So watch yourself. Micah 2, verse 7, bring it.
The book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, O you that are named the family of Israel, is the spirit of Yahuwah straightened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly?
Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? Hear that man just said? What did he say? What is he saying here, young lion? He's still talking to Michael. Michael. What is he saying in verse 2:7? What is he saying?
He's saying the book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, O you that are named the family of Israel, is the spirit of Yahuwah straightened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walk upright?
Hear what the man is saying? What is he saying there? Now, you read it twice, but what is he saying now, young lad? What is he saying here in
2:7? What he's saying is to the children of Israel, what he's saying to us is that the word, the spirit of Yahuwah is straight. And he's saying that it's going to do you good if you walk uprightly in the word of Yahuwah.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll accept some of that. So he's saying, listen, that's what we read in 6:33, he's a seek. He said, seek to get the word of Yahuwah, and all these things that you want will be added to you. He said, you know, my word is, he said, ain't my word straight? I mean, I got no crookedness in my word. I'm telling you what you got to do. You've been instructed to see through everything before it unfolds itself. And that's why we read Micah chapter 3. He said, you're supposed to know this judgment. So whatever on the table, you're supposed to know it. You're supposed to see it like an elephant coming down your block with a bow tie. You're supposed to see this. You're supposed to see what they're doing. You're supposed to see the hidden hand. Soon as the hidden hand even come, you can catch it then and there. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, so when we read Amos 3, 1 and 2, what did you say anyway that we can read? Amos 3, 1 and 2, what did it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Israel. against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4 on the right side of the book, what is the definition? Because an elder lady told me today, she said, you know, see, one thing I do, I just cast. I said, what you do? She said, I'm a minister, and I just cast out devils. I just cast out sin. She said, sin. I said, yeah, you just cast out sin, huh? Yeah, that's what I do. I just cast out sin. That's what you told me. She just cast out sin. But you know, and that's why you see your peoples as Brother McKay, you see, you look up and give me about a couple of hits on sheep with no shepherd. When Yahweh says, he said, these peoples is like, he got compassion on them because they sheep with no shepherd. When she told me she be casting out devils, she be casting out devils because she's a minister. That's what she do. She said, I just cast out devils. And I thought about what she said she do. And where we going, Mother? You know, I kind of lost my train of thought behind that one.
Say First John 3.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. 3, she said she be casting out sin. That's what she do. She just cast out sin. But I wanted to ask her, what is the biblical definition of sin since she cast it out? In 1 John 3:3-4, what do it say there, Mother? And then skip down to 8, down to verse 10, and what it say?
Okay.
John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, then skip down to 8 through 10. What does it say there, Mother?
1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, and skip down to 8 through 10. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah, for sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
5 books, yeah, go ahead.
Verse 8, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Yahweh was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9, whosoever is born of Yahweh does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of Yahweh. Verse 10. In this, the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother.
So, Mother, you remember we heard Brother Micaiah read Micah 3:1. It says, he says, oh Israelites, don't you supposed to know this judgment? So when a person talking to you, Mother, be a bishop, and you look around at that scripture saying that what you just got through read, and they got their mouth going, according to 8 down to verse 10, can you all soundly tell us what is said by beloved on break that down, 8 down to verse 10. What is that saying there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Okay, verse 8. He that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil's sin is from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So, right here it's saying that if you can't cast out sin, you is a part of the devil. If you sin and you're not in the word of Yahweh, then you belong to the devil. in verse 9, whosoever is born of Yahweh does not commit sin, for his seed remain in him. And because Yahweh gives you the Torah instruction, and if you keeping those first 5 books and you know not to sin, even though you know, ain't nobody without sin, you know, but you can repent and ask for forgiveness. Verse 10 says, and this the children of Yahweh manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, and righteousness is the Torah instructions of Yahweh. So if you're not doing the Torah instruction of Yahweh, then you are the children of the devil.
So what you're saying that this she wasn't a pastor, she up there and said she just cast out sin. She said, oh, she's casting out sin. And I asked the question, what day you do that on? She said, well, every Sunday. That's when I cast out, I be casting them sins out. I can cast sin out you. I said, that's the day you do it on Sunday? She said, yeah. So I didn't really get into it, but I will meet her again. So now, Micaiah, I asked you to kind of get me some of that, Brother Micaiah. Was you successfully get those here? What do you need there, Micaiah?
Yeah, we got Numbers chapter 27, we got verse 17, and we got Ezekiel 34:5.
Well,
so we got
I want what
15 17.
Well, hold on, young line. I wanted what Yahweh the Son said he think when he came in the body. I want to get it from his perspective. What he said he think that you can read and take your time and let us hear what he said he think. Come on.
Okay. I'm gonna go over to John chapter 10 to get up that John chapter 10, pick it up around verse 16, verse 14. Okay, the book of John chapter 10, pick it up at verse 11. Verse 11 reads, I am a good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 12, he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not feared, the wolf cometh, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Verse 13, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 15,
Hold on there, young man. That's real nice, but that's not the the number one answer we want. We want to know what he said he thinks. And we did kind of get a little tidbit what he said he thinks. And that's what I was going to hear, a scripture pertaining to what he said he thinks. He had mercy on them because he's seen something. So if you want to give me that number one here, although that's okay, but that's not number one. I want to know what he said he seen when he came in the midst of the people of the book. He said he seen what? Can you help the old seer out on that one?
Yeah, I can give you
what he said he seen.
Okay. Going over to the book of John. He said he seen, right?
Yeah, yeah. What did he say he seen? He said he seen something there, young lion. He said he seen something. And we did tell you what he said he seen. So we want to see, you know, can you come home with it, what he said he seen.
Yeah.
And mother, be freely. Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm lost. I don't know where we are in that part. I don't know.
Oh, okay. And Moses, y'all wanna help the young line out on what he said he seen? Though, do you wanna table that for a little bit later, and come back to us what he said he seen? He said he seen something. That what he said. Something he said he seen. And we did say it in our opening statement, Brother Micaiah, that he said he seen something. And we told you what he said he seen. But now it's time to deliver on what he seen. What he said he seen. Okay. Well, we'll table that until later when he tell you what he said he seen. He said he seen something. And we want to get back. We're kind of touching on Elder, Mr. Tibbs. You want to jump in there, Elder? Because he said he's seen something. Do anybody want to help those see out on what he's seen? Now, you know, the reason I said that, 29th chapter, verse 1. What it say in Jeremiah, Brother Micaiah? In 29 verse 1, what did it say in 29 verse 1? Jeremiah.
Yeah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 1.
Yeah, verse 1.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 verse 1 reads, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the seer sent from Yada Judah unto the brethren.
Mm-hmm. So Jeremiah received a message, and his message was to do what with it, according to what we read in Jeremiah 29, verse 1. So now Jeremiah received some instructions from the ministering spirit, and he was told exactly what he do to do with that in Jeremiah 29. See, sometimes it all depends on what's going on. That help me out there, Mother D. up Israel. See, sometimes what has to be done, you know, in a sit down lesson. Let's see, Mother, it's something that has to be done. But we gotta be able to read it. Let's go to Job. Well, no, let's try before Job. With good Job with the precept. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles 32 verse 31.
2 Chronicles 32,
verse 31. Hey, Bobby, have me Job Have me Job 23, verse 10, waiting on me, Moses. Yeah, what it says in 2 Chronicles 32, 31.
2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31. Howbeit, in the business of the ambassador of the prince of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonders that was done in the land, Yahweh left him to try him, that he might know
Hold on, mother. You were saying something, mother. You said what? You said every man did what got to happen, mother?
I didn't hear you do it.
I said every man did what got to happen again, mother, according to verse 32, verse 31.
Yahweh left him to try him. That he might know all that. All that was in his mind.
So what did you read that, Mark? So what can you help the OCL? What is that talking about?
I really don't know because I'm in the middle of the verse.
Okay, well, go on and read again and tell them what they're talking about. And be freely a mother E, young line, to jump in there because the seer want to answer. He want to answer from 32-31 what's going on in 32-21. Just, you know, so what's going on in 32-21? A mother going to read again. And be freely to jump in there if what mother put on table that is it leave a little wiggle room in it. 32-31, read again, mother, the Israel.
2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31. Howbeit in the business of the ambassador of the prince of Babylon who sent unto him to inquire of the wonders that was done in the land, Yahweh left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his mind.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on there?
So this he's talking about Hezekiah?
No, according to verse 31, what's going on in that verse? What's going on in that verse? Okay, good.
You got the prince.
Anybody want to? Yes.
You got the princes of Babylon that came. They were sent. The ambassadors of the princes of Babylon. They were sent to inquire what was done in the land that Yahweh had left. But the thing is, they were being tested. But it said right here, it says Yahweh left him trying. And he might know that was all in his mind. So he's been tested to find out what was going on in his mind. So this was somebody that was going to, the princes of Babylon was coming to test this person right here, sent from Yahweh to know what was going on in their mind.
So, sometimes in a ministry, you got to make sure that we of the six anointed camps every now and then, those seer got to try you to see if you just reading verses or do you understand what you read. So number one answer is Yahweh left him there to try him to see what he owns. The same thing I'm doing right now in this lesson right here, trying the six anointed camps to see if they're just reading verses or do they know what they're reading. So you got to be tried. So you got to be tried to make sure you can handle that position because it's going to get heated up. And if you ain't being tried, it's like to go to any kind of academy. Before you graduate, you got to be tried first. See, if you, and that's the same thing about the word of Yahuwah. You got to be tried first. So now, Mother E going to get a precept on that with Issachar's boy, 23 verse 10. Now, Mother E, what is it saying with Issachar's boy, Job, and 23 verse 10? So, you know, every now and then, leadership have to try you to see what you're working with, because one day you're going to be in live action, and we want to know that you prepared to deal with the circumstances. Remember we read in Michael, he said, now, children of Israel, Micah 3:1, isn't you supposed to know judgment? Don't you supposed to know what's going on? He said, ain't my word straight? Otherwise, ain't my word straight? You're going to be tried. So the fear hates to be knowing that you come back with your head all down, because you're going to be tried. And he got to know one thing, that only reason you didn't deliver, not that you have not been tried. So that's the lesson today before we get on the 144,000, we just want to take our time and try and see exactly what you're working with. Now, Mother going to bring a precept on that. And Mother D of Israel, help me, Psalm 60, 26, verse 2, waiting on me. What it says, hey, Mother E, what it says in Job 23, verse 10?
Look at Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knew the way that I take when he had tried me. I shall come forth as gold.
That's big talk again, Mother. So can anybody help me out? What's going on with this verse? What's going on here? What's going on in Job 23:10?
Job know he's going to be tried. He knows he's going to be detected. And, yeah, he knew he was going to be some contesting in the game. He said he had been tried. He said he was going to try him. He said he's going to, but he said he's going to come forth like gold.
Oh, yeah? But who tried Joe? According to that, who tried Issachar boy in 23:10?
Thank you.
So who tried Job in 23:10?
When we go back, we know it was Yahuwah doing the trial. We go back and read.
No, hold on, young lion. According to 23 verse 10, who tried Job? According to 23 verse 10.
The one that knows the way.
My question is, who tried Job in 23 verse 10? I want you to look down in the verse and give me an answer from the verse. Who tried Job in 23:10? I need a answer from 23:10.
It says right here, when he tried me. So who's the he?
Faith. That's faith. But he knows to do it and take it.
All right, well, what I got to do, I guess I got to do a little precepting then, because I'm getting philosophy. I'm not getting what's going on. So what I got to do, I guess I got a precept then, huh? That's some time. We got plenty of time. So I'm seeking out find something. And so the question is, ask who is trying them. And we know how we get answers by precepting the Bible. Yeah, I mean, that's the number one answer. If we
Well, he
supposed to preach out the Bible. Let's go to the 40th chapter of Mother D.F. Israel. Let's find out who tried it. Let's go to Job 40, verse 1, Mother D.F. Israel. Verse 40, verse 1 and verse 6. The question is, who tried it? So, you know, you can do the precept to get understanding. Mother D of Israel, what is it saying? Job chapter 40, verse 1 and 6.
Job chapter 40, verses 1 and verse 6. Verse 1. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job and said, and verse 6. Then answered Yahweh unto Job out of the whirlwind and said.
The question is, who tried Job? How you get understanding? Through the precepts, not the conversation. Everybody can give you that. So now we know who tried Job. Now when we go back with that understanding, now let's go back and read that verse again, and maybe I can get better results of that verse again in 23 verse 10. Hey, Mother E, how about reading that verse again with the understanding in 40 verse 1 and 6? When I ask the question, according to that scripture, who is trying Job? 23 verse 10 again.
Job 23, verse 10. Book of Job, yes. Chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
So now the question was, Brother Micaiah said, who's the he? So now, Mother D of Israel. Who is the he?
And
how do you know that? And how do you know that?
Through the precepts,
you get understanding. Through the precepts, you get understanding. We precept at the 40, verse 1 and 6 to get an answer, who is the he? Through your precepts, you get understanding. So how we know who is the he? By through the precepts. We're not going to read Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104, but that's how we understand who is the he is, by precepting your Bible to that 42 at 40, verse 1 and 6. So now we know who the he is that tried Job. So we could have put Yahweh there, and if they would say, well, who the he is, then you would have came back with 40, verse 1 and 6. They would say, oh, let me put my hand on my mouth and keep going then. So that's what it's all about. See, once the world recognizes we have the answer through the precept, that's when the game change is going to change. Now, we ask for Psalms 26, verse 2. And what do it say in 26, verse 2 of Psalms?
I thought you said 6. Okay. Psalms 22, verse 2.
Well, make it 26. Make it 26, verse 2.
Okay. Psalms 26, verse 2. Examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reins and my mind.
Ain't that something? So, sometimes you better be watching yourself. You might invite him in. He said, you sure you want me to check you out? Now, if you invite him in to check you out now, so now these ministers right here of Yahweh say, look here, Yahweh, I'll tell you what. You see that I'm on what I'm on, then try me. He say, now you know what you're asking me to do? Yeah. He said, try me. So sometimes, you might ask more than you can, because if you ask Yahweh to try you and prove you, he will do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Proverbs, young lion, and Proverbs 17, verse 3, and Isaiah 28, verse 16. What do that say there, young lion? What do Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3 say? And Isaiah 28, verse 16. And Mother E, help me, 1 John 4, 1. And let's see what we get out of this for a minute. Then we're gonna change the temper of some things. But every now and then, the seer got to know what we're working with. And the only way you know how you're working with is what he just said you got to do.
Sure.
Every now and then, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Mother, D.F. Israel, in the book of Judges, in the book of, look what Yahweh said in the book of Judges. Read past Joshua. He made a profound statement in the book of Judges there, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And 3, verse 1 and 4. He made a profound statement in Judges chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 4. Can you help those see out in 3, 1 and 4?
Judges chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 4. Verse mm-hmm. 1. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Verse 4. And they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would hearken, listen unto the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and Yahweh, which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses.
Mm-hmm. What it says in 2:22, same book, 2:22.
Chapter 2, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
That through them I might prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not.
Mm. So what you see us doing right now, he ain't doing nothing based on being puffed up. He's doing something according to what? Can anybody help me out? What is
those seers
doing right now?
According to the word of Yahweh.
What is the seer doing? According to you said the word of Yahweh. What are you doing?
Proving you.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What is Proverbs saying there, Mother? What Proverbs saying in 17 verse 3? No, that's Brother Micaiah. Mother got that 1 John 4, 1 waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
What it says in Proverbs 17 verse, we opened a lesson up letting Yahweh, he instructed the people. He said, now these people are supposed to know what's going on. See, the reason why the world out of order, because the people that have been instructed, they out of order. And once they get back in order, to understand, yeah, he made all nations out of one blood, but he also got something that needs to be brought out about all nations out of one blood. He made a choice out of all nations. Now, Brother Micaiah, what it says in Proverbs 17, verse 3,
the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, The penny pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But Yahweh tries the mind.
What do Yahweh do?
Yahweh tries the mind.
Oh. So before he turn you loose, he gonna try the mind. You know, he gonna let you say yeah. He gonna send you through a series of testing first. Because we know when you get out there, share his word, he wants you to be able to deliver his word. What did Isaiah say in Isaiah pull that from Solomon? And what did he say in 28 verse 16, that young lion?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 16. 16 reads, therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, I lay in Yahdah Judah for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make it haste.
What kind of stone he gonna lay in Judah?
A tried stone.
Oh, so the father say he gonna lay what kind of stone in Southern Kingdom?
A tried stone.
And we know who that tried stone that he laid in Southern Kingdom. We're not gonna catch on all that in this lesson, but the father laid his boy there, and his boy was well prepared. He knew what he had to do, and he was tried by the father, and he told him plainly. He told him in advance, Brother Micaiah. He told him in advance. Now in the 53rd chapter, this he told him the reward of this. See, his reward, you just don't all of a sudden say, there you go getting on me. No. We're doing some scriptures because here's the point what we're trying to get you prepared for. In the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, we're trying to get you prepared for bring down to verse 12. Let's see. I tell you what, we just gonna get it in verse 12 for time's sake. We should have got 10 through 12, but we gonna put that to the side. We look at Brother Micaiah in 53 verse 12. Listen to this: what he got written in verse 12. What he got written?
The Book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 12 reads: therefore, when I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of men, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Mm-hmm. And what did the Father do to him in verse 10?
Verse 10 reads, the Book of Isaiah 53, verse 10 reads, yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He had put...
Wait a minute. Hold on there, young man. It proves Yahweh the Father to do what to him?
It pleased Yahweh to bruise him.
It pleased Yahweh the Father to bruise him. And him is Yahweh the Son. So Yahweh the Father, it pleased him to bruise him. That means he put him through something to see is he prepared. He was told in advance through the seers that when he do come, he will be well tested because the father gonna do what?
Bruise him.
A series of testing. Huh? And he said, now my son, you reading the part, you can go through series of testing. Now, if you make it out of it, now we understand what he's saying in verse 12. Now, I'm gonna give you a portion with the great. Now, the great is who? Who is the great that we can read, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, who is this great that we can read in St. John? Let the Son tell you who the great is that we can read. He said, you can get a portion with the great. Yeah, we're going to St. John 14. And we're going to find out, see, a series. Matter of fact, they got that in the Willie Lynch letter. And they got that in the Willie Lynch letter. He said, now you take this this old Negro girl, and you take her through a series of testing to see can you break her real good. You know, that's even in the Willie Lynch letter. So they got this from you. You know, they read, take it through a series of testing. You know, see, can you break them? In the word of this letter. In 14:28, Mother E, who is this great? That the great says about, if you come through this, my son, I'm going to give you a portion with the great. Who is this great we're talking about in 14:28, that precept? Who is the great? 14:28 of St. John. Who is that, Mother?
He said, St. John 14:28.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Thank you. Okay, I'll read it for you. St. John chapter 14, verse 28. You have heard how I say unto you.
What it say in 14:28? St. John. I mean, St. John. 14:28.
That's what I'm reading. St. John 14:28. You must be talking about St. John.
Yeah, I hear nothing. I guess I hear nothing yet. But we'll read again. I missed it. I didn't hear nothing.
St. John chapter 14, verse 28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. What you want?
Oh, so who is this great? Who is this great talking out of the mouth of Isaiah about if you do right, you will get a portion of the great? So who is this great according to 53 verse 12? Who is this? Brother Makai, who is this great here?
That's why the Father.
Okay, so when we read verse 10, then when we read the top of 10, then what is it saying again in verse 10?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, yes, it pleased Yahweh the Father to bruise Yahweh the Son. He has put him to grief.
Mm-hmm.
You shall make his soul, Yahweh, the Son, an offering for sin. He, Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
the Father, shall see his seed, Yahweh, the Father,
mm-hmm.
see Yahweh, the Son. He shall prolong
mm-hmm.
his day. Yahweh, the Father,
good.
Shall prolong Yahweh,
the Son. That's good. That's good right there. That's good. That's good. So now, if he go through all these series of tests, what was he promised to get in verse 12? Now, if he go through all these testing of the Father, then the Father told him, now if you come through these testings, because it wouldn't be right for them, me not to test you, then you go out there and test them. So you got to have something to work with too. So now he's telling Isaiah to, for him, no testing going to be. The Father going to test the Son. If the Son come out victoriously, what's going on in verse 12?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore, will Yahweh the Father divide Yahweh the Son a portion with the great. And Yahweh the Son should divide the spoil with the strong. Because Yahweh the Son has
poured
out his soul.
Hold on right there. So now we got the protocol. The Father going to divide him, of course, with the strong. Now, I mean, with the great. So we got there out the way. Now we find out that Yahuwah the Son said, okay, if I make it, what I supposed to do? He said, you supposed to give a portion to the strong, to the strong. Now, who is that? Now, who's the strong that we can read? Now, what's going on now? Anybody can help me out, Mother? Mother E, D.F. Israel? Can anybody help me out? On what's it talking about? I'm just reading verses. Now, who is this? Now, who? So now we know the Son. Okay, Mother D.F. Israel, give me a verse. Give me 16:33 of St. John. Give me 16:33 of St. John.
Okay.
St. John chapter 16.
Mm-hmm. Verse 33.
Okay. 16:33. St. John chapter 16, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Those things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yeah, that's what he said. So now, now Yahuwah the Son is telling that to who?
To his followers, his disciples.
Exactly right. So now, let's back up, Bob. Now let's back up, Mother D.F. Israel, to Hosea, Joshua chapter 1, and let's find out, because he said, now, you be a good cheer now.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you follow me and be a good cheer, you're going to be all right. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, can you pick up verse 5 and 6 and tell me what's going on? 5 through 7 and verse 9. 5 through 7 and verse 9. Let's see what we can read. 5 through 7 and verse 9.
Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 and verse
9. Yeah, and 9. Yeah.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong of a good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the Torah instruction which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you mayest prosper whithersoever you go. Verse 9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for your Yahuwah is with you, whithersoever thou goest.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So, with all that on the table, now when we go back and read that verse out of Isaiah again, young lion, in verse 12, We should have the protocol, exactly the reward of everybody. And that same thing we're telling the six anointed camps. What you just got through reading, here is the prize of what you're doing. Now, come on back to that 53 verse number 12 again. Says what?
Okay. Book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore, for I divide him a portion with the great, and he, Yahuwah the Son, shall divide the spoil with the strong, Israel. Because Yahuwah the Son had poured out his soul into death. And Yahuwah the Son was numbered with the transgressor. And Yahuwah the Son bears the sin of men and made intercession for the transgressor.
So what did Yahuwah say in 5 verse 14 of St. John behind that? What did he say behind that? So remember it was based upon what the woman told me in one of the settings today in class. She said, I cast out them. I said, what you do again? She said, what I do, I cast out sin. Oh, I just cast out sin. You know what she said? She said she cast out sin. Uh-huh. But sin is the transgression against 5 books. That was sin is. So you're not casting out no sin because sin is, first of all, you don't supposed to be standing in front of a congregation with men and anyway to cast out no sins. See, that's step one. And you're doing it on the wrong day. And sin is the breaking of Torah instruction. That's exactly what you're doing by having service on Sunday anyway, which like you're casting out sin. So you see, that's why it said Israel. Ain't it for you to know judgment? See, you probably better see something that if she casting out anything, it's based on the same thing they told Yahuwah the Son. Yeah. By Beelzebub, you casting out them devils by Satan the devil, but the house divided cannot stand. So I could have just went to town on it, but I didn't. I'll save up for another time. So that's the point we're making. We supposed to know judgment. We supposed to know what it's saying, Mother Dear of Israel, in 1 John 3, verse 5. What it says we can read, Mother Dear of Israel, in 1 John 3, verse 5.
Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 reads, "And you know that he was manifest to take away sin, and in him is no sin."
So he was manifest to take away sin. That what he was manifest, and him is no sin. Now back up to number 2. Same book, 1 John 2, and pick with verse number 3.
1 John chapter 2, verse 3. "And whereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his instruction." That was verse 2.
Yeah, keep going.
Verse 3. Okay, verse 3. Verse 4. "He that said, I know him and keepeth not his Torah instruction is a liar, and the truth is not in them."
So if you say you know him and you're not keeping Torah instruction, you really are who?
A liar.
And the truth is not in them. See, we could have went to town because we supposed to know judgment when we hear judgment coming out. See, if you say you know him and you're not keeping Torah instruction, you're a liar. So you ain't cast out no devils. You ain't cast out no sin, because you the biggest sinner for having your mouth going anyway. But we didn't get on him. See? So we know it's going to be another day for that. Now, Mother, what it says, we're going to pause, Mother. Mother Eve, what it says in 1 John 4, 1?
1 John chapter 4.
Yes.
Right.
Verse 1.
"For as much then as Yahuwah the Son."
On the right side of the book. On the right side of the book, 4, 1. On the right, 1 John 4, 1 on the right side of the book.
I got it. I had my marking in the wrong place. Verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, the tribe of Steve, whether they are a Yahweh, because many false seers, prophets, teachers, preachers are gone out into the world.
Yeah. So we supposed to do what, Mother? What are we supposed to do with those that say that they are about this word? This word of the Almighty, people do what again, according to one? People do what? Get me out, Mother dear Israel. What are we supposed to do? Young line, according to that verse, we supposed to do what again? What word we've been talking about the last 30 minutes? What word?
Right.
I've been talking about the last 30 minutes. What word we got to do? Name of three letters to it.
Try.
That's all we got to do. We got to try them. Try them. We've been talking about the last 30 minutes, that three-letter word, start a T. We got to try you. So the same thing on sin I got to do. I got to try you. Huh? Okay. What it says in 12:30, I'm going to pause after this, Mother. Hey, Mother E, what it says in 12, verse 30. Now, Matthews, then we'll pause, and we'll bring our elder back in, then we'll take a little quick detour and get back at 144,000.
Matthew 12:30.
Yeah, Matthew 12:30, what did it say?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 30, reads.
Mm-hmm.
He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad.
Huh. Who want to break that down before we pause? Who want to break that down before we pause? Anybody want to look at that verse real carefully and make those fear get out before we pause? What that verse saying?
That's why the son is saying that either you with him or you not. If you don't gather with him, he said he that's with me is against me. He that's not with me is against me. Either you with him or you not. If you're not with him, then you're against him. If you with him, you go gather with him. Other than that, you
scatter
abroad.
And if you're not with him, what he said going to happen? And what he said is that's not going to happen. You'll be what?
You'll be scattered.
Excellent. That means you'll be disembobulated. You'll catch those that talk that talk, and they not doing it according to the book. You're going to see them always. They're going to be scattered in the brain. Either you're with the six anointed council or you're not. If you're with us, we'll know it because you'll be able to deal with this thing. But if you're not, you're going to talk a whole lot of smack, and you're going to be dumbfounded on every scripture in this Bible. Because they're going to show up every time you open your mouth up. They're going to show up every time you open your mouth up. Y'all going to be mouth open hollering, what? Hey, so we know. Either you're with the six anointed camps or you're not. If you with us, we will see you eyeball to eyeball and bump them shoulders so we can put it together for the big test that's coming up. You got to be tried, but the best way to get tried is by bumping shoulders. Then we can see where you're at. And then we can work on your weakness and get strong. According to the last two lessons we're taught on, and according to this one right here, to let you know, some trying got to be done to see, well, who ready to take the next step. Because Yahweh the Father, he tried his only begotten son, his seed. He tried him and told him, look here, now if you are seven, Give me 2 Israel 7:56. What it say? Because this is the way it is. 7:56 and 57. What it say? Whoever get it, bring it to me. 2 Israel 7:56 and 57. What it say?
Book of 2 Israel 7:56 and 57. 56 read. For while we live in committed sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. 57. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth, dear Father.
Hey, this is the condition of the battle, y'all. This is the condition of the battle. You got to know what this man's saying, and you got to know what you mean by you cast out sin. The condition of the battle is sin is breaking the first five books called Torah keeping. If you're keeping Sunday, hallelujah, Lord God and Jesus, you're sinning. See? That's the condition of the battle. But if you overcome it, no thing. So we leave it like it is, and we go on and get the healed and bring him in, and then we'll get back on 144,000. So that was a nice little taste, because one thing about it, we have to know that you're prepared, because I'm telling you, we keep saying the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up. But you know the reason why we say that? Mother D.F. Israel, what it says in 4:17 of Romans. Let me tell you why we say what we say. We always can bag it up. The foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up, because we know what it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. But some things got to happen along the way. And Mother D.F. Israel gonna bring up Romans 4:17 and tell this national audience what it say. What it say?
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickens the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
So when we say the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up, so what does Cedar really doing? Anybody can answer that question before we pause? Anybody on stage? Go ahead, Mother.
I said to prove you.
That's right. To prove you. That's right. Mm-hmm. And we calling things in advance to prove you in advance that you're going to come out of that kryptonite attitude you got. I understand one thing. You was created to lead. So we looking far beyond where you're at, knowing that somewhere down the line, one of these words can come to you, then you'll catch fire and you'll get busy. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You'll catch fire and get busy and say, oh, wasn't it? This thing is pointing toward me. I got to catch fire and get busy. I was created to lead, and I'm sitting here over here compromising and following. So that's why you call things in advance, like it is, although it's not. So now, if you catch it, good. All right. We're going to pause and bring our elder back in, and he'll tell you who's bringing this broadcast, and we'll bring Mother Z in, and then we'll get a couple of verses in on the 144,000. What about our elder? And bring it back in. Now what you saying? What are you saying? Because see, we going to mute the elder. You ain't bring him back in. Just like we mute you yesterday. Well, your time is coming. Record call, your time is coming one of these old days. So now, hey, Mother E. Well, we know one thing. The elder won't give his closing statement on take number 160. Okay, so we'll bring Mother Z in, and maybe she might want to give us a comment or a statement.
Yeah.
Or what you say, Mother?
She ain't coming on.
What's that, Mother? Oh, she ain't coming on. Oh, she going to double up tomorrow night? Okay. She says she'll double up in class tomorrow. Okay. All right. So that means that we can get back to the broadcast then. We get back to the broadcast. So we find out one thing. So you see, you have to be tried. See, a lot of times, you know, you make statements. And one thing we must be clear, if you jump out there and make a statement, can that statement based upon tradition, or is that statement based upon you just making the cause that it came to your mind? See, we have to know what you own. Like a case in point, Mother, come on back to that, come back to that verse again. That 1 John 4:1. Come on back to that verse again. I just want to get one more shot on that. 4:1. 1 John, right side of the book, 4:1. Give me one more shot on that. Let me get one more shot on that one. Mother, I need to give me one more shot on that verse. Yeah, 4:1.
The book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, be not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of Yahweh, because many false seers, preachers, deacons are gone out into the world.
So you see, you got a lot of false teachers, shepherds, pastors. They don't jump out of your mother, and they don't jump out of you. So you got to try them because they got a problem on cable saying we make too much of the children of Israel. But mother, we read where it tells us that in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 down to verse 9, we make too much out of the children of Israel. But then we go to Deuteronomy 7 and look at 6 through 9, and what do we say? What does it say we can read in Deuteronomy, hey, Mother E? Chapter 7, okay. Verse 6 down to verse 9. What do we say that we can read?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 to 9.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what that say?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The Yahweh, your Yahweh, have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth itself. The Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the truest of all people. Verse 8, but because the Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath that he had sworn unto your father, had the Yahweh brought sworn unto your father, had the Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeem you out of the family, the house of bondmen, from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9. Know, therefore, that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments, total instruction, to a thousand generations.
So, Mother, is Moses telling the children of Israel that Yahweh made a difference in according to verse 6? What did he say again in verse 6 again, Mother?
7:6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a righteous, special people unto the Yahweh. The Yahweh. The Yahweh. Wait a minute. For thou art a special people, a righteous people, unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Uh-huh. next verse, and what is your position? And what is your position, mother? He said he loved his people, and by showing his love, what else did he say, mother, that we can read? And he placed you in a position? What position he placed you in that we can read, mother?
Okay. He didn't, Yahweh did not set his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number, because you were the fewest of all people.
Well, wait a minute, but hold on, mother. Hold on, man. It's a position, mother. I know you're not deliberately overlooking that position that he put us in, and the seer just went ahead read out boldly about something he said there, mother, and he not only that, he said something, and I just want to hear it one more again. And verse number 6 again. I just want to hear something, mother. It's something I want to hear, but I want to come from you. I don't want to come from me. I want to hear one more time, verse 6. Something
okay.
In it I want to really hear. Bring it out.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6, he said, you are righteous people unto the young.
Yeah.
And Yahweh had chosen me to be a special people to himself. It was all people that are up on the face of the earth. That all
Hold on, just a minute, mother. You mean that you are a special people? You've been chosen? Then he put you in a position for you to pass on to your loved ones that you are what? What word he say? That is a big word there. It got 5 letters to it. It starts with A. He said you what again? That to be to remind the children of Israel. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? See, you mean we both tell our mother. Hey, Mo, you mean we both tell our loved ones, and when we meet those on the street, their position? And it's not racist. It's just repeat what Yahweh tells us, that you are in what position, mother?
Above all people, especially people.
So when you read that Acts 17:26, although he made one flesh out of all people, but he made a choice, he made the children of Israel to be what among all peoples he made with one blood? He made the children of Israel to be in what position?
A special people above all people.
And?
Okay.
And what privilege you got by being special? Anybody want to help mother out?
First.
Above all peoples. You got to carry yourself above all peoples. You got to carry yourself. You got to hold your head up, but you are above all peoples. This is the work of Yahweh's hand. You can't take a back seat to no nation because Yahweh said it to Moses, to the children of Israel, the position you in all over the world, where are you at? You in what position?
Above all peoples.
That's the message we got to take to the nation, our position. We are above all people. Sure, you made one blood out of all nations, but he made a choice, and he chose the children of Israel to be above all nations. He said, I love me some children of Israel, and I put them above all nations. That's the message we try to bring, because the eyewitness said, Mother D of Israel. This is what the eyewitness says, Mother. In 1 Kings chapter 10, 1, 6 through 9. Now, this is what the eyewitness say. See, sometimes we might have to get on, maybe tomorrow, if we get on the 144,000. But I see now I better make sure we clear that the six anointing camps know you got to have one voice teaching the same message, thus says Yahweh. Now, here come an eyewitness. And what did the eyewitness say that we can read, Mother D of Israel, in 1 Kings 10, verse 1, 6 through 9? What did the eyewitness say?
1 Kings chapter 10, verse 6 through 9.
10 verse 1, then skip down to 6 through 9.
1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1, and then 6 through 9. Okay, verse 10, verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions. Verse 6. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of your acts and of your wisdom." Verse 7. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me, your wisdom and prosperity exceedingly, the fame which I heard. Verse 8, happy are your men, happy are these your servants, which stand continuously before you, and they hear your wisdom. Verse 9, blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighteth in you, who sits you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loveth Israel forever. Therefore,
what?
May
Yahweh do what?
Loves Israel forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see that? So Yahweh, he do love, but who do he love? But and how long is ever? Forever. How long is that?
Well, Israel.
How long is forever?
Forever, ever.
Okay. All right. Okay, if that's the case, so now, if that's the case, now, we just heard that. Now, Mother D of Israel, give me 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Now, Brother Micaiah, if that's the case, then when we jump down and read John 3:16, then how do we get disembobulated when we just got through reading this? And now when you read John 3:16, how do you subtract evil from John 3:16? What it say? Brother McKay? Mother E, John 3:16?
Okay. Look at John, chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
John chapter 3, verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm. So, when they read John 3:16, Mother D up Israel, or Mother E, we know that we just got to read the foundation that is a love for a people forever. So when we read John 3:16, that must mean exactly what it means. If both of y'all said forever means forever, forever, forever. If that means, that means John 3:16 have to do something with 1 Kings 10:1-9. Is that right, Moses?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So when you go to 2 Chronicles 9:1-8, so, and then when we get on that right side of the book and read a verse like that, we have to be able to explain, wait a minute now, this John 3:16, do you think it got anything to do with 2 Chronicles 9:1-8? What does it say that, Mother? D.F. Israel.
2 Chronicles 9:1-8.
Yeah. Okay. 1 and 6 down to 6-8.
Second Chronicles 9:1-9:1. 6-8. Okay.
Yes.
2 Chronicles 9:1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Yagda, Judah, with a very great company. With a very great company. Okay, I'm turning and camels that bear spices and gold in abundance and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her mind. Verse 6. Howbeit, I believed not their word until I came and mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me. For thou exceeded the fame that I heard. Verse 7. Happy are your men, and happy are those your servants, which stand continuously before you, and hears your wisdom. Verse 8. Blessed be Yahweh your Yahweh, which delighteth in you, to sit you on the throne, to be king for Yahweh your Yahweh, because your Yahweh loves Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore,
when we read John 3:16, we know it's something in there been left out. Is that right, Mothers? Young lion, have you woke back up again? Young lion, you back woke? And John 3:16. So we know it's a little bit more to John 3:16 with these foundational verses. Is that right?
That's right.
So something's left out in John 3:16, and what is left out that we can lead to this national? What's left out in this John 3:16?
Israel.
Oh. So, because he loved the world, but he loved the world of what? 45:17? What world do we love? What world do we love? So, I'm telling you, it's going to come up now. They're going to go to John 3:16 on you, hem you up. Then they're going to go to Acts 17:26 and hem you up. And then you're going to say, you made all everybody equals in 17:26, and then you're going to be stuck. Then they're going to say, I'll tell you what, in the back of John 3:16, he loved the world. And whosoever, whosoever me, and then all, see that? They're going to get you. But 45:17 says what, Mother E? See, soon later, the young lion, he gonna pop back up in a minute soon later. But right now, it's just the mother's got to take it on in. Now, 45:17 says what of Isaiah?
Isaiah 45.
Yeah. Verse 17.
Look at Isaiah chapter 45.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
I see a 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confined world without a king.
So who world he loved and who world have no end?
Israel world.
Huh?
Israel world
have
no end.
Oh. Oh. So they jump down and read John 3:16. So mother, they really is leaving out something, but they knew that you know scripture. Remember we read in Micah 3:1, he said, Israel ain't you supposed to know judgment. So we already know that when you read John 3:16, he's talking to people that knew the law. And the law know that the one he loved forever was who?
Israel.
So we know that. So that's why he didn't have to put it in John 3:16. Because he know the children of Israel already know what world he loved.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel world. Huh? But they jumped down there and just rammed you into a tree with that. See that?
Mm-hmm.
But we already know he had to put it there because we know it's already there in the foundation of the book that the world he loved forever is the children of Israel. Is that right?
That's right. Hallelujah.
See, they had to put it there. See, they had to put it there in 3:16 because they knew the people that he was talking to, they was already instructed by the Torah instruction with Mother read earlier in 32:8-10 that he instructed the children of Israel on his great love in and made you above all nations, so you knew they was talking about you in John 3:16. Mm-hmm. But the world don't know today that ain't talking about everybody. Just like he ain't talking about Acts 17:26, one blood out of all nations. Sure, he made one, but he made a choice, Mother D.F. Israel. In the 26th chapter, verse 15 down to verse 19 of Deuteronomy, he made a choice. And look at WCC say. See, I'm pretty mute, Mother E and the young lion. Why? Because you don't like the method. See, you don't like the breakdowns. We understand that. So, Mother E, you've been mute along with the young lion. So now, Mother D of Israel, we got to take it on in. So now, you see what he's saying. See, that's why the Bible got to be taught, but you're not going to do this unless you remember what he got written in 1:11, verse 10 of Deuteronomy. It's what he got written, Mother. It ain't going to work for you. We can come on and work all day long, but it ain't going to work until you understand what's written in 1:11, verse 10 of Psalm. What's written, Mother? Psalm 1:11, verse 10. Psalms 1:11, verse 10. It ain't going to work until you understand 1:11, verse 10.
Okay. Get my book. Psalms 1:11, verse 10. I'm trying to get that. Psalm 1:11, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endures forever.
So, Mother, how you going to get a good understanding about, although we call on network 6 nights a week, how is you going to get a good understanding?
The Torah instruction.
So, you see, you can, listen, we understand, but this really is message. It's directed to the six anointed camps. Understand one thing. You're not going to get this unless you follow, do the Torah instruction. It's not going to sit with you. And if you do the Torah instruction, this is what it do for you. Let's go to 1 Samuel 2:7-9. I'm going to show you what it do for you. And 1 Samuel 2:7-9, what would it do for you, according to Samuel the seer, if you do the Torah instruction, what would it do for you that we can read? 1 Samuel chapter 2:7-9. Come on, Mother, what happened?
1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth mm-hmm. low and lift up. Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
He raises up the poor out of the dust. He lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to sit them among friends. And to
Hold on, mother. He raising them up from the dunghill? What that mean, mother? What do you mean by he? You ever been down south and they call it our house and the dunghill? You know what he raised you up out of?
Mm-hmm.
The dunghill? He raised you up out of mess. He raised you out sitting down in mess, children of Israel. See, if you keep his word, he'll raise you out of the dunghill. But now you're sitting in mess. His word will raise you out of the dunghill. If you follow instruction, if you bump shoulders and follow what's written, he'll raise you and have you in a disembobulated situation in the brain. He'll raise you out of the dunghill. He mm-hmm. said, you children of Israel, all 12 tribes, you sitting down and do. That's what he just said. He mm-hmm. said, now, if you do right, he'll raise the poor out of this. Now, the poor mm-hmm. ain't talking about everybody. Now, hold that point. Mm-hmm. Let's get a precept on the poor, mother. Let's go to 1434 of Isaiah. Let's get up talking about, we got to come now. And we got to soundly teach this book. Soundly. But you can't teach it unless you precept the Bible. You can't talk your way out of this. What poor he going to raise up out of the dunghill? Mm-hmm. Go to the 14th chapter of Isaiah, verse 32, and paint the picture. What do you say? Isaiah 14, 32.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 32. What shall one then answer the messenger of the nation that Yahweh has founded Yahdat Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it?
So, mother, dear Israel, who are we going to raise about the dog here out of the doo-doo?
Yahdat Judah.
Yahdat Judah. Bob McKay, he won't know what happened. What happened? No, the WCC just put a muke on you because you was, they just done their power on you. That's all. That would happen, Brother McKay. That's how they roll. And in 2 Samuel, now come on back to 2 Samuel again. So now we understand he got to raise the poor of Yahdah Judah out of this state of mind that they can come up another way. Judah, understand one thing. If you come up another way, according to his own words in 10:1, what do that make you? If you think in St. John 10:1, suppose you come up another way. Suppose you don't want to follow the 69 camp in order and leadership. Do you know Yahweh got it written for you in 10:1 or St. John? What it say, mother?
St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Come on back to 1 Samuel 2, 7 through 9 again. So you see, that's why we know we got to be tried to see if we read for this test right here. And when they read John 3:16, because he knew the people of the book, they understood he was talking about one people. He just didn't put it in there because they already knew. Why should I tell you your last name and you already know you? That's why I call you. I can call you by your first one, your family members by their first name. I ain't gotta call you by your last name because you already know your last name. See that? So now, When we read 1 Samuel 2:7-9, read that again, Mo.
1 Samuel 2:7-9. Verse 7. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Verse 8. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of honor. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh, and he has set the world upon them. Verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail.
So you see that? He said he gonna silence the wicked. The WCC and the WCC, he gonna silence them sooner or later by the hand of voices of a true Israelite, Latter-day Saints, and Big Timothy Dolan out there in New York, Roman Catholic Church. He gonna silence them all once y'all learn this thing. He gonna make his move, but y'all fumbling around with this thing. He's coming up another way. You're not laying this thing down like you're supposed to do it. You're not getting in where you fit in. You're supposed to have all the juice for the world on the Sabbath day. That's the day you're supposed to be at your best. On the Sabbath day, goes Yahweh saying, I'm going to raise you from doo-doo. I'm going to get you on your feet. But you got to have my word. Because I put you in a position. Now let's get that verse, Mother. We'll kind of back away from it. Now let's go to that Deuteronomy 26:15. Because now Moses or the seers now, they can pray for you now. Now look what Moses said in 26:15 down to verse 19 in the closing statement. What do you say, Mother D of Israel? What do you say?
Deuteronomy chapter 26, what verse is that in? 15.
15 down to verse 19.
Deuteronomy 26.
Yeah, well, hold that point, Mother. Just put your marker there and go to Job 22:23, and we're coming right back. But you can be clear what we're doing. We got to be clear what we're doing, Mother. Job 22:23. We gotta be clear what we're doing. Job 22:23 is what we're doing. What does that say?
Okay. Job 22:23.
Yes.
If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away sins far from your tabernacle. Simple.
You see that? If you turn back to Yahweh, you're gonna be what, Mother?
You'll
be built up. And that's what we call the network, to build you up. We call the network to build you up. So, but what you got to do in return is Baruch 4:28. We come on the network to build you up. We ain't coming to tell you. Now we come to build you up. We trying to get you out of sitting down and doo-doo in the bank. You sitting in the dung here. Come on the network to build you up. Baruch 4:28. And this is what you got to do. What it say in Baruch 4:28?
In Baruch 4:28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
Ain't that something? Now, come on back, Mother. Come on back and wrap it up. Now, we done our part and Deuteronomy 26:15 down to verse 19, the closing statement. We'll catch you on top part of Saturday. What can we read, Mother, in the 26th chapter, verse 15 down to verse 19? What did it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15 to 19, verse 15. look down from your righteous inhabitation from heaven and bless your people, Israel, and the land which thou hast given us as thou swore unto our father, and a land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 16. This day, Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you to do these statutes and judgment. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine mind and with all your soul. Verse 17. Thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be your Yahweh and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments, his Torah, and his judgment, and to hearken, listen to his voice. Verse 18, and Yahweh has avouched you this day to be his special people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his Torah instructions. Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, and that you mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
Mm. So, the position we have, Mother D. Up Israel, is what position according to everybody on the face of the earth, according to what before been passed on to our loved ones, what position we supposed to be in, according to what you got to read?
Yeah. Above all nations.
So that fell on us. So when we read Psalm 47, verse 1 down to verse 4. Can you help me out, Mother? Let's see if anything changed about 1,000 years later. Anything changed, Mother? And Psalms 47, 1, 2, 3, 4, what did it say?
Psalms 47, verses 1 to 4, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto Yahweh with the voice of triumph. Verse 2. For Yahweh Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Verse 3. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Verse 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Israel, whom he loves.
What? He gonna choose who he love again?
Israel.
That's what he love?
That's what it reads.
So when we read John 3:16, we know that something maybe left out, because he didn't have to remind you of it, because he knew you knew who he love. Is that right?
That's right.
But we love. So when Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, so when we read Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, let's see if anything changed, Mother, D of Israel. Anything changed by going to Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 and 2?
Malachi chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2. I have loved you, says Yahweh, yet you say, wherein has you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says Yahweh, yet I love Israel.
Next verse, 3.
Verse 3. And I hate Esau and lay his mountain and his heritage waste
or the dragon of the wilderness.
Wait a minute. You read that he loves people? And what people he love?
Israel.
And who's the people that he hates?
Esau and his five sons.
Well, what do we say that in the verse 4? What do we say that in verse 4?
In verse 4. Malachi chapter 1, verse 4. Whereas Edom, Esau said, we are imperishable, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh hates has indignation forever.
Just like he loves a people forever, and he got to damn people that he hates forever. Now, how did that change? So when we read John 3:16, you know he's not talking about what people say he's talking about, because he just said over here in 2 Chronicles and 1 John that he loves people forever, Israel. He just said again, I love a people in Malachi, Israel, and them is a people that them that I hate. The peoples I hate. Them, talk about them peoples I hate. Them peoples I hate. Did we read the word them? That's not talking about Esau himself. He's talking about them. Read it again. I want to hear the word called them peoples, and he'll call them something. Them peoples. And verse 4, bring that again.
Well, verse 4, Malachi 1:4, whereas Edom, Esau said, we are imperishable, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call
them
the borders of wickedness.
They, them.
And the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
They, them, the people, Yahweh got indignation with forever.
In verse 3,
when we go to Romans chapter 9, when we go to Romans chapter 9, verse 7 through 13, and the closing statement, mother. So when we go on the right side of the book, and we look at Romans chapter 9, verse 7, 9, and verse 13. And we'll start getting ready to pack this in. We might pack it in. Look what WCC said. Keep talking, Sarah. We're going to catch you in something tonight. Romans chapter 9, verse 7 through 13 says what?
Romans chapter 9, verses 7 to 13, verse 7.
Yeah.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yahweh, but the children.
Well, you know, they'll say to me, hold on, mother. Hey, mother. They'll say to me, all of us is the children of Yahweh, but according to the Bible, that's not so neat, is it? Well, we all a child of God, that they say, right? Well, we all a child of God. But of course, we just got to read. No, it's not so. Read again. No, that's not so. That's not so. See, that's not so. Read again.
Verse 8. That is,
they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Oh, and children of the promise is Isaac to Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. See that? See, the Bible is very plain. I don't know why they have so much problem with the 690 camps. And we was reading the Bible. What is it next?
Verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahuwah, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Verse 12. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 13. As it is written, Israel have I loved. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
You read that, Mama? He loved a people, and he hated people. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Who he loved?
He loved Israel.
And who he hate?
Esau and his five sons.
So skip down to verse 22, and let's see what he say. Let's see the conclusion of the matter then. Verse 22.
Verse 22. Romans 9:22. If Yahweh is willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering, the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction.
Oh, so he made a vessel for honor, and he made a vessel, or you made a people for honor, and he also made a people for destruction. So this is the hand of Yahweh. So all we're doing is reading the Bible. He created people to honor him. But now they're sitting in the dunghill. They're sitting in doo-doo. And he made a people to whoop them, to make them wake up. Then once you wake up, then he can go on, take them out the way. There's right there. Now you see how you paint the picture? Because in Obadiah, mother, that's what it says in Obadiah. When we come out the dunghill and start doing the Bible as days of old, we come out of the dunghill, then he said in the book of Obadiah what he going to do. He told Obadiah, he said, now once the children of the book come out of the dunghill, guess what he going to do in verse 18? What did he say he going to do in verse 18?
Obadiah 1:18.
Yes. 18. Yes. What did he say he going to do once we come out of the dunghill and stop being so dunghill minded on the Sabbath days and these feast days and wearing them fringes, we come out of the dunghill, what is he going to do to this people that he does not like? Verse 18.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 18. And the family of Israel shall be a fire, and the family of Joseph a flame, and the family of Esau and his five sons for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the family of Esau and his five sons, for Yahuwah has spoken it.
You want to elaborate on that?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. He said, that's just how it's going to be. He told Obadiah the seer, when the children of Israel wake up out of it and get up out of the dunghill, and once they're on their feet, they recognize water, then the vessel that was written to be destroyed will be destroyed, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what we read.
So we read over thy, so we read over thy mother. And I mean Isaiah 34. We're going to Isaiah 34.
Okay.
Yeah, 34. The whole world, they eating good, mother. They eating good. They listening good. They listening good. But we just reading the Bible. Well, it says we can read in 34, verse 4 down to verse number 8. And we'll close out with this. That's enough, WCCU. We don't have enough. We'll save a little bit for tomorrow. No, I don't want it. We don't want to keep talking. 34, 4 down to verse 8 in the closing statement. Isaiah 34, 4 down to verse 8 in the closing statement. That's good enough.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4 to 8. Verse 4, and all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Verse 5, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Adumia Esau, his son, and upon the people of my curse to judgment. Verse 6, the sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidney of ram, for Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah and Esau and his five sons, and a great slaughter in the land of Adumim, Esau and his five sons. Verse 7, and the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullock with the bull, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. Verse 8, for it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Yahdah Judah.
Yeah. Well, we don't say enough, mother. You done made it plain. You done your part in grand style. What's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 and verse 26. Verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahweh standing sure, having this seal, Yahweh knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Yahweh depart from sin. Verses 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if Yahweh peradventure will guide them. Grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. I think. Let me read verse 26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captives by him at his will. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Excellent. What'd you say, WCC? Yes, here we got the power to cut you off or let you talk. We couldn't catch you in nothing. But we're going to keep on trying. Well, that's up to you. All I can tell you one thing. Listen, children of Israel, you got to come out of the dunghill. And how you come out of the dunghill is by hearing the word from the six anointed camps. Not just being a hero, but a doer. Get in where you've been in and bump shoulders. Be happy on the Sabbath day. You get the blessing of Yahweh. That's enough said. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Keep talking, Phil. No, I ain't going to keep talking. To the mothers, to the elders, to all the young lions, Yahweh be with y'all. Catch them all on the Sabbath day. Top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, class at 7:30. We don't want to talk no more. All right. Shalom to everybody on this national audience.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Six anointed camp. Shalom, shalom.